Wake up on Metro FM, DJ Capital, Questa, Reason and Kid X with Skebedeb Deb. 18 minutes past 7. Thank you very much for tuning in as you wake up on Metro FM. So the gentleman that sits with us in studio has decided to wake up with us.
Yes.
Because he's really got nothing better to do on a Friday morning. Let's welcome actor Leslie Musina. Good morning, bro.
Morning.
Morning. Wake up on Metro FM. What's poppin', Mo, Kuto and Lindy. And of course, Owen.
Yes.
Can you hear that?
Guys.
Can you hear that? The windows are rattling.
Yes. More flavor, you better watch your spot.
We're turning down the bass. Just a little bit. Can you just adjust quickly?
I think there's a tiger in the studio.
The low frequency.
There we go. That's it. The low frequencies. That's what makes things tick. Congratulations on Giyani.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Like, it's so surreal. It's unbelievable. I've always loved the show. I mean, from the onset when they debuted, and I've always, you know, but you know, I've always loved it, but I never like quite saw myself in it.
Mm. Okay.
You know, so when the call came through, you know, for the auditions, and eventually I was confirmed. I was like, wow.
Hang on, you auditioned for that role?
I did.
Nice.
Bro, you Andalamo. Like, how do you audition?
I auditioned. I think I also had like 3 callbacks.
Jeez, what?
Yeah, the competition was tight. They had some really great actors there. Mm. I was pitted up against some really amazing talent.
Mm. And I can hear you when you say that you're up against a lot of talent. I mean, Vatsonga Batele, you know?
Yeah.
So I know that your Tsonga isn't the best,
yeah,
but you are trying.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe you can give us a bit of a sentence. Let's say if we just conversate in Tsonga so we can hear. Because it's hard to speak Tsonga, you know? But you got the role.
No, it's Tsonga all over.
Yeah.
Maybe Tsonga it's amazing actually you say that, because the more I'm learning, the more I realize how similar Tsonga and Tshivenda is, especially 100%. With the deeper it goes.
Yes.
Some of the words are like, oh, okay, cool. Yes. And even Sepedi, like all these languages are all intertwined. Mm.
So when you, because you grew up in Limpopo, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Where exactly in Limpopo?
I grew up in Musina, you know, same as my surname. Nancefield, that's where I'm from.
So what language were you speaking the most when you grew up? Was it Tshivenda, or what were you speaking when you were growing up?
Yeah, basically Musina is it's more like a mini Soweto type of vibe. It's a mining town, so it's a very mixed town.
Yeah.
So I grew up speaking predominantly Tshivenda, and we've got our own brand of Sepedi that we speak there. It's actually not even Sepedi, but it's got a lot of influence of Sepedi and a bit of Tshivenda. We call it Gong or Setswanapa.
Oh, Setswanapa.
Yeah. So, and even some Tsonga, I did grow up speaking a bit of Tsonga, because there are Tsonga people as well.
Sure.
In fact, there's a Tsonga school as well in Musina, but the first school, primary school in Musina, was a Sepedi school. So whether you were Mvenda or Mopedi or Mutsonga, everyone did Sepedi growing
beautiful,
up.
Beautiful. Jeez. All right, Leslie Musina, the man from where he's from, the surname is from there, all of that, just you can do the math. He joins us in studio. He's got a new role on Giyani Land of Blood in season 3, but he's well known for many roles he's played on television, including Ndalamo on Mubango. Stay with us for questions, and we'll check out your voice notes as well.
Hey. Look about what this Kurufamana Manaba Jelly Kurufamana Mo Flavor Kutso Tilady Lindim Charlie as well as Owen Honey Inan Leslie Musina joining us in studio all the way to the top of the hour, 8 a.m. And of course we just want to hang out, get to know him more. Don't forget, if you have any questions for Leslie, more than welcome at Metro FM SA.
This new character of Solani on Giyani, what can people sort of expect from it? And what's your impression of the character as well?
Mm.
Drama, lots and lots of drama, fireworks. It's like literally the character was tailor-made for me, I'd definitely say. It's not that similar to some of the roles that I've played, because I usually play like, you know, a CEO, a lawyer, you know, those kind of roles. But he is a lawyer, but this one, though.
Okay.
But this
that
lawyer
the box is ticked.
Has a lot of drama.
Yeah.
You all, like, his life is just literally centered around drama.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying myself. The cast is amazing. The crew, the production. It's just such a well-oiled machine, so that everything just works. And Solani is he's the new alpha lead, basically.
Come on.
And he comes on into this world of Giyani, having lived in Joburg for the longest time. So he's originally from Karasinga, and then they left Karasinga when he was young, and he went and lived in Tzaneen, where his mom was from, because there were family issues.
Yeah.
Eventually he finds himself in Joburg. He has to start from you know, the from the bottom, and literally he makes it and becomes this big lawyer and you know, working in Sandton and all. Mm. And he lives all that life, and he goes to Giani because he's got this vision that Giani is the next big thing, is the next big city, and he wants to turn Giani into that.
Wow. Well, he certainly has the voice of Sandton. I can tell you that much. What's it like being on set and just your general experience as an actor? Mm. I mean, you mentioned only good things about, you know, joining the team, etc. So what makes that? When you say it's a well-oiled machine, what does it take to be a well-oiled machine as a production?
It takes quite a lot. Basically, like what you guys do, I listen to you guys from time to time, and I realize how you all complement each other. Listen to each other. But it doesn't start here. It starts from, you know, the back room. It starts with the producers. It starts, in fact, like all the way up there. Mm. You know, with management and all of that, and it trickles down and permeates all the way down to you guys, because if you guys are not happy, people will pick it up on air. So it's the same when we do in a production, that everything has to work. So one of my executive producers that I worked with previously would always say that this thing is like a science. Mm. If you sort out production, then you've sorted out everything. So if production makes sure that actors get their scripts on time, that people are picked up on time, all of that, then you'll find that everything just sort of
And that you're well-fed as well.
Well, of course. Definitely.
What's your preferred diet when you're on set?
Ooh, I'm a bit... Well, I won't say I'm difficult. I've recently just started...
Oh, so he's difficult.
Because you look like a strong man that needs to be fed healthy stuff.
Well, I've recently got onto this journey where I'm eating for my blood type. So I'm a blood type AB positive.
Okay.
So, I can only... Well, not that I can only. I love meat. I've always loved meat. So I've just literally tried to cut down on things like chicken, beef, and all of that. They're not actually really good for my blood type. I realized that what's actually good for me is mutton, lamb, rabbit, as well as turkey.
Unamali, ne?
And those are expensive.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Rabbits.
Yeah.
Yay.
Wow.
So that's what I eat.
Had a tiger in there once.
So the next time you see rabbit roadkill,
yeah,
you know exactly what to do. Save it for Leslie.
Bring it on.
All right. Any questions for Leslie Musina? You can drop us a WhatsApp 060-552-7303. We'll chat a lot about other stuff as far as his life is concerned. But we're excited for his brand new role on Giani Land of Blood in the third season. Stay with us. It's time for the headlines and the latest in sport.
In the news this morning, the two-day cabinet lekgotla, which is focusing on the country's energy crisis, will continue in Pretoria today. And it has emerged that the EFF's Thabiseng Chibenga is the acting speaker of the city of Ekurhuleni. The details coming up in the news at 8.
Bad news for Paris Saint-Germain, as forward Kylian Mbappe will be out for 3 weeks after sustaining a thigh injury, ruling him out for the first leg of their Champions League tie against Bayern Munich on the 14th of February. PSG are due to play 5 matches from the 4th to the 19th of February, with the 24-year-old France international set to miss the Bayern clash, as well as their French Cup last 16 game against Olympique de Marseille. Elsewhere, Sadio Mane has returned to training with Bayern Munich after overcoming a leg injury that kept the Senegal captain out of the World Cup in Qatar. Mane suffered the injury during a 6-1 win over Werder Bremen in the Bundesliga on the 8th of November. Marco Asensio and Vinicius Jr. scored second-half goals to earn Real Madrid a solid 2-0 win over struggling Valencia yesterday, as the visitors finished a match with 10 men. This means that the La Liga champions climbed to 45 points in second place in the standings, just 5 points behind league leaders Barcelona. The Proteas women gained a massive boost in confidence ahead of the T20 World Cup after they beat India by 5 wickets to win the T20 International Tri-Series in East London yesterday. The Proteas will next face Sri Lanka in the opening game of the T20 World Cup next Friday at Newlands. Meanwhile, the SA20 resumed last night, with the Durban Supergiants managing to break their 4-match losing streak by beating My Cape Town by 5 wickets at Kings Park. There are 2 more games today in the SA20, as the Joburg Super Kings entertain Par Royals at Wanderers starting at 1:30. Then at 5:30, it's the Durban Supergiants up against the Sunrisers Eastern Cape. That will take place down in Durban. A former Real Madrid star, Gareth Bale, made his official golf debut yesterday at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am in California. Well, the former Champions League winner put in a very strong performance during his round at the Spyglass Hill course, starting with 7 under par, 65. And lastly, Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios has admitted assaulting a former girlfriend, Chiara Pessari. The 27-year-old's guilty plea in a Canberra court this morning came after his lawyers failed to have a charge dismissed on mental health grounds. They are now seeking to persuade the magistrate not to record a conviction. I'm Owen Honey for Metro FM Sport.
Wake up on Metro FM. This is Mizaya with Complex. As you wake up with one of the best in the game, his name is Leslie Musina. He's an actor known as Ndalamo on Mubango, but also as Solani on Giani, Land of the Blood.
Indeed. Now, Leslie, let's talk about your interest and keen in African history. I know that many of us, you know, well, for myself, I follow you on the socials. You are very outspoken with regards to the African history. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, my interest was basically peaked when I was young, growing up next to a border town, a mining town as well. So a lot of nationalities as well. I mean, this whole xenophobic thing is very peculiar, very weird for me, because we grew up with people from Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, Botswana. And in fact, in our families, you'd find that maybe one of your grandparents is from one of those countries. You know, as with myself, I've got family in Botswana, Mozambique, Zimbabwe. You know, I've got family everywhere. Do you know what I mean? So that's where it was, you know, it picked from. My grandmother, actually, who was a princess from the Bavenda royal kingdom, she basically lived in so many countries. May her soul rest in peace. She lived in Zambia, Zimbabwe, and also Congo. So she could speak a lot of languages. And she's the one literally that sparked that interest from an early age. So I started, I was very curious. I was a very curious child. So I would always ask her questions whenever she'd speak different languages, especially after 1990, when people started coming back, you know, the unbanning of the now ruling party, you know, when people started coming back to South Africa, and then you'd see all these people coming to our house, and then she'd be speaking different languages. And I would always be like, which language is this? And then she would tell me, no, this is Bamba from Zambia.
Wow.
You know, this is Shona from Zimbabwe. This is, Chichewa. So that's where my interest peaked, and I started reading from a very early age.
Okay.
I've always been interested, you know, in Pan-Africanism in general, you know, especially history, where we come from and how did we get here?
Sure. And does that now also explain your interest in, multiple languages and being a language activist?
Definitely, definitely.
I mean, what is a language activist?
Yeah. So basically my interest is in making sure that the minority languages, you know, are basically also given a representation. So you'll hear even on the show, they've given me such a nice role that they also let me play with languages.
I see.
You know what I mean? So I speak Kilobedu there as well.
Oh, wow. Kilokela.
Kilokela. Come on, buddy. Yeah. You know, because it's easy for me, because Kilobedu is very similar to Setswana. How we speak in Musina. I always post videos on social media. You know, I recently started, I got on TikTok.
And you're doing pretty well there, you must say.
Yeah, look at how proud he is. I just started TikTok, like, you know, I just got a new bank account.
So I always, you know, post videos and speaking in Setswana. And people are very surprised, like, wow, you're so fluent in it, because that's what we speak at home. Yeah. I grew up speaking, so people always thought that we only just speak Venda. No, you know, I grew up speaking all these languages, like even in my family. In fact, on my dad's side of the family, they speak Setswana. You know, then that's what we speak. And mom's side of the family, we speak Chivenda. So we're always mixing.
Sure.
We're always back and forth. So even on the show, they've given me that leeway to sort of play around. So you'll hear I speak Setsonga and I speak Kilobedu in there, which is beautiful, which is amazing.
Absolutely.
And I'm loving it.
And then I suppose then, I mean, you speak about your grandmother having traveled, in many different parts of the African continent. You were on a tour of SADC. Is that something you do regularly? What was the story behind that?
Yeah, no, it actually was not planned at all. So what happened is in late November, unfortunately, I had to jet into Botswana, Gaborone, because like I said, we've got family there.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, my cousin passed on. So I started there. I went to Botswana. Thank you so much. He was very close to me, with same age, everything. We grew up together. So they would travel from when he was young, and he would come through to Musina all the way from Gaborone with his mom.
Sure.
And at that time, because we were kids, and he'd always speak, I go night and tebe. So I didn't know what tebe is. You know, and he'd be asking for ipula. Like, to me, ipula is rain, bro. Like, You know what I mean? So Main Soul, rest in peace. So he taught me, like, that's how I started learning Setswana from an early age.
Oh, wow.
And then from there, basically, then, yeah, once we closed, I started traveling. I went to Vic Falls.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, and then I went to other places as well, and it's just been beautiful. I just still need to upload on my social media
pages. Where are we going next, Leslie? We'll be visiting which next country is in the pipeline.
Yeah, I've never done Swaziland.
Okay.
Okay.
I really wanna go to Swaziland.
So a trip to Eswatini, yeah? Let's add that.
What Eswatini? Else? Eswatini? Yeah. Yes. It's got to be politically correct. Eswatini. I still want to go to Eswatini, just next door. I've been also to Mozambique. I still want to do Congo DRC. Yeah, I mean, just traveling around SADC. Because literally, when you look at this piece, like SADC, literally, we've got everything. Like, when you talk minerals, you talk about the fauna and flora, the weather, the climate.
You're
everything
right.
is the best in the world.
I absolutely agree with you. And breathtaking shorelines as well.
Oh, yes.
Which is beautiful. Oh, yes. All right, Leslie Musina joins us now. We're talking about so many interesting things as we get to unpack who he is. Any questions? Drop us a voice note, 060-552-7303. It is time for the wake-up call. We were all on this morning when we decided to wake someone up who was nominated by their partner, by the way. So we gave Nomenzi a call, courtesy of a message from her base, Busiso.
Ndima chironi vashu, what is Metro FM, wake up on Metro. Ndima kazi, mwanoyani, ajkori, zopera zopera, featuring Big Zulu. Yeah.
Yo, there goes the show.
But please, can you just stay? Mingavam na munk.
Mingavam ne.
Next hour, thank you show now once.
I get that. I get that Monday.
Mitule mo flavor.
Plus, the new lineup is when April. That's when our contracts end. End of March.
Ooh, don't give me ideas. Are they listening upstairs?
Eighth floor, my brother. Eighth floor.
Yeah. No. Yeah, your contract is done. End of March. Okay.
Kungena Leslie.
All right, what are your questions on our WhatsApp line? 060-552-7303. You were having an interesting chat with Kuto off air that I have to bring on air. Kuto was asking you if you are single, and you said, yes, you are single, but you are a parent and you have a son. That's correct.
That's right.
And you also have some interesting views on monogamy and polygamy and polyandry. What is your position, sir, on such?
Ooh, okay, wow, that's a curveball. You guys did your research, I see.
We see you.
Yo, okay, all right. Without sounding too controversial.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, it basically came on when I saw on social media that there were a few people going on and talking about their marital issues on social media and all of that. And it's always usually because there's a co-conspirator. A co-conspirator is just, it's like when someone is cheating, that's the person that they're cheating with. So I saw that and I said, you know what, these things can always be worked out. You know, it's just that unfortunately, usually people start talking about men, mostly talk about a second wife, like halfway through marriage. Like if you guys have been married for like 5-10 years and so I think that's where the problem lies. But I think if these issues, if you are a polygamous person, I mean, you just stated from the onset, yes, it's not going to be an easy conversation. They're not just going to, and even it's weird that those storylines also do come on, you know, on Gianni.
Yes,
for my character. So it's going to be quite interesting. People must watch.
Oh, okay. So your position is that you would be happy to have more than one wife?
That's a good question. I mean,
look, I'm from royalty, so we don't frown upon, you know, polygamy. But I'm not saying I'll necessarily do it. But I'm just saying that it's always an option.
So on your first date, is that something that comes up? Because you've just now said that, no, you know, you got to be upfront when you are. You know. So are you upfront when you are?
Answer, chief.
Yeah, well, no, definitely not on the first date. You know. At some point, you know, it's going to come up.
But look, practice what you preach.
Yeah, but look, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's actually, I mean, it's not easy. I mean, even you'll see with my character as well. I mean, just dealing with one partner is not easy at all. So big up to guys who do it, you know, who have more than one partner.
Do you think you have it in you? Mentally, psychologically, emotionally, and even financially, to handle more than one partner.
Because you look like you can attract multiple.
No, that's not the problem.
True, it's not the problem.
Yeah, the problem is not what you can attract.
Can you handle it?
You want my honest opinion?
Yes.
I think every man can handle more than one partner. And I'll tell you why.
Mm.
I don't think we were necessarily designed to be monogamous per se. I'm not saying that, of course, you know, how we are conditioned as time moved and all of that because of financial issues and all of that, people started moving towards monogamy. But polygamy is something that has always existed in our culture. But I think, I was outside waving, sorry. Anyway, Kinchaka. But anyway, yeah, so, but because life has become so, so expensive, I mean, especially even now in South Africa, like it's hard.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, if you're going to have, but also there's also the downside of it. I know Celeste and Dooley, you know, the comedian, she was also saying things like, how are you going to do it? If you've got like three wives, for example, you've got kids, how are you going to do it? Omo celebrate a birthday today. Omo graduate. How are you gonna go to all those? Do you know what I mean? So, hey guys, it's not for the faint-hearted, eh?
Yeah.
So okay. even when unalinyogo, but just emotionally and otherwise,
yeah.
And I think how we've been conditioned over time, yeah, it's very hard now.
And also living on actors' money, you know.
Hey,
that budget there.
I don't know. I couldn't survive on that. So that's why I try and do other things on the side.
100%.
Like
I love that. Yeah. Let's go to our WhatsApp line.
So Lapi Studio. Sharp, man. Bingboza, man. Leslie, Begunjano, O actor, no Bushe Samuel Slapago. Please, my brother, we all want to know, yeah? Thank you.
Yeah, we all want to know. And she played the part of, was it Matsidiso?
Matsidiso.
Yeah. Yes, on Mubango, Bushe Samuels.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. It was amazing. I'm not going to lie to you. It was extremely, at first, it was a bit intimidating, yeah. And, you know, when you're playing alongside, you know, a woman that is most men's crush.
Mm.
I remember, man, she was breaking the internet all the time, and whenever Kopa Lima Jita, they always ask me, "Or hey, man," exactly the same question that he's asking, but you know, in certain terms, yeah, they'll be more graphic than that.
Hey, they're stuttering.
You know what I mean?
Okay, just imagine what the questions are.
Yeah. You know, so it was amazing. So what also really helped is that Wutle is generally a very good person, very good spirited, very, do you know what I mean? She tried to make me as comfortable as possible because she was also starting out in a sense at that time.
Mm.
It was the biggest role that she'd ever done, same year. So we'd hang out sometimes, you know what I mean? We'd go do drinks, chill for, you know. And then I think that made things a lot easier, you know, just to get used to each other. And but it was amazing. It was an amazing experience. Oh, fellow, you know, even listen, Piwengema. You know,
I love his list. Like, yeah, keep going, bro.
List, bro.
Yeah, no,
like,
no,
keep going. Sims,
no, 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 no. You
know, Samuel was like, wow,
on Mubango, those ladies, man. Yeah, no, no, like,
look at him closing his eyes.
Yeah, no, bo Pindi G, Leguana, bruh. Yeah, no, 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 like, yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, even now, no, Mubango has always maintained that standard.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So it was amazing working with all of them. We're literally like a family. So to speak.
Yes,
so
you have a beautiful family.
Heavy family.
Listen, Leslie, you are one heck of a guy, man. You know, and getting to know you a bit more has been an absolute pleasure. We're very excited for your new journey, but we know that you've put in the hours. You've done way more than 10,000 hours and then some. Yeah. So you're a consummate professional and your work speaks for itself. All the best with Giani Land of Blood. And we look forward to seeing you in many shades and many layers as you travel your journey of acting.
I truly appreciate that, and I truly appreciate this platform. You know, it's quite a, you know, one of the best, if not the best platform, literally in the SA,
I mean,
being on the best breakfast show. So I really appreciate this moment, and I just want to say to all the fans out there and all the supporters, you know, keep supporting us. Giani TX's, or rather debuts this Monday at 9:30 p.m. It's going to be amazing. Please all tune in on SABC2. You belong.
Jeez, man. Hi, you're going to miss your voice. Ai, Fambeni Buti. Thank you so much for your presence.
I wish we had an R&B song coming up next.
My gosh. Yeah. And Wilson Bingozi just back announcing alongside Leslie.
Incredible stuff. Actor Leslie Musina joining us as he wakes up with us on Metro FM. It is now 8. We've got lots coming up. We'll dive into that in the next hour. But let's start off with the news. Outsurance will go out of the way to try and save you money on your car insurance. If they can't, ask them for 500 Rand. SMS out to 40019. Now that is good news.